Hello and welcome to The Laydown. My name is Ryan and I've got an awesome interview to share with you today. I got to chat with Bonnie Garmus about her incredible novel, Lessons in Chemistry. So many of our booksellers absolutely love this book, and that includes me. This book is fantastic and I had so much fun chatting with Bonnie about it. So let's just jump right into the interview. Hi, Bonnie Garmus. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? It's Ryan, right?
It is. Yes. Oh, yes. I am so delighted to have you on the podcast. This book, Lessons in Chemistry, so many of my coworkers, this was like their favorite book of the year last year. Like they were like, Ryan, you gotta read this book. And I was like, okay. And they were right. It was great.
Thank you. That's so great to hear.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. For listeners who maybe haven't read it yet, can you give us the elevator pitch? Tell us about Lessons in Chemistry.
Yeah, I can. I do the worst elevator pitch in the world. So here goes. It's about a woman named Elizabeth Zott in the late 50s, early 1960s. She's a chemist and she's unwed and pregnant. And so she's not allowed to be a chemist any longer. And she loses her job because of that, and goes on to be the very reluctant star of a cooking TV show where she decides to teach her viewers something a little more than recipes. She teaches them not only chemistry, but how to upend the status quo.
Yeah. Yeah. She's awesome. I love her.
Oh, thank you.
And the visceral, like, rage I felt on her behalf when she was fired from her job for being pregnant. Like I was listening to the audiobook and you should have heard the string of things that came out of my face in my car, like at her boss. I was like, oh,
that's great. I love hearing that.
Yeah. And it's especially frustrating because that's how it was. Like this is not, you know, some wild fantasy. Like this is the 50s and 60s.
That's exactly right. Yeah. The women were not allowed to work if they were pregnant, and especially if they were unwed. Oh my God.
Oh,
what a
horror.
Yeah, the horror. So I when I was doing research in that era, I didn't really understand that also women couldn't have credit cards. They couldn't write their own checks. They had no legal right to their husband's paycheck. I mean, it just went on and on.
It's insane. But I think, you know, it's this like historical, you know, fiction, but it is so relevant to today. And I just, the feminine rage. but she is awesome. And I love the, you know, power that she has over her own life and the way she's raising her daughter. And, you know, she's a very, very cool character. I love Elizabeth so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. I do want to segue briefly into talking about her amazing dog, 630.
Okay.
Because, you know, I have an Australian Shepherd. I like to think that she's pretty smart. You know, I like to think that she understands the things that I say. I don't think she's anywhere near 630.
Okay,
can we talk
a
little bit?
Really? Yeah, I mean, there was a very famous Australian Shepherd. Actually, it's like a border collie Australian Shepherd who knew over 1,000 words. So, and that dog lived with a clinical psychologist who was really tracking how many words he could teach the dog. But 630 was based on my dog, Friday, who since passed on. She was just super smart. You know, I really underestimated what a dog could learn. Mm-hmm. And it's not like I taught 630 or rather Friday words, but rather that she would listen to us, watch our mouths and memorize words that we said, and then prove to us that she knew what we were talking about by going and retrieving certain things. So she was super smart. I would say she knew hundreds and hundreds of words. And she also learned German. So that's a smart dog.
That's awesome. That's so cool.
Yeah, she was really cool.
Oh, yeah. I think Fenway's pretty smart, but I think she's she knows she's smart. And so she'll just like not do things because she's like, I'm too good for that. Like,
She's like, I know what you're asking, and I just don't want to do that thing. Like, why would I go get
yeah,
that
she's
thing?
like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on, Ryan.
She'll like, well, I'll try to play fetch with her, and I just don't throw things fast enough or far enough for her taste. So she won't even pretend. Like, she won't even, she'll just turn and look at me, and she has like eyebrows, and she'll raise an eyebrow at me and be like, no, no, thank you.
Oh, she sounds great.
She's amazing. Great. She's great. Yeah. And I also, the name 630 is so much fun. I love the name Friday. And I think you have another cool dog name too, right? Is your dog now is 99?
99 has nothing to do with 630. Poor 99. But she, 99 was named after a character on a television show from the 60s. The show was called Get Smart. And there were two spies, 86 and 99. And 99 is named after one of the spies, the smart one, the smart girl spy. The 86 yes. was the dumb guy spy.
There you go. There you go. I love a good pet name. I think I was so delighted when they were like, yeah, it's 630, because that's when we adopted. I was like, yes, this is great. This is how you name a pet. I love this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm done with Fido. Funny. Like,
well, and it's funny because I think, you know, now people are naming their pets 630, and then somebody named their house 630.
Really?
That one surprised me. I just heard that this weekend. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Fun.
It's great. It's great. It's really cool. Amazing, honestly.
I love that. Okay, so other things in the novel, Elizabeth Zott finds this passion for rowing, and she made me feel like I could get out there and start rowing, although I don't want to wake up that early in the morning. But are you also a rower?
I am a rower. Yeah. And I put rowing in for two reasons. One is the thematic value of having a balanced sport. Mm-hmm. Rowing is all about balance in the boat. And balance is one of the themes that runs through the book. The chemistry is the science of balance. You can't have unbalanced molecules. And then there's a balance in the book, as you know, between dark and light themes. And so having rowing in there was great, but really it's also because I'm not a chemist and I don't like to cook. So I had to write one thing that I didn't have to look up or research, and that was rowing.
Oh, that's amazing. So you must have done a ton of research for this.
I did. I did a lot of research because the science is old science. You can't really Google it. Yeah. So I had to use an old textbook to teach myself some chemistry. And oh, I know, that was a really bad idea.
Oh no.
But I did that. And then, you know, I love people who cook. So admire them. I am not a cook. So channeling a good cook was, there was a learning curve.
Oh, I bet.
That does not come for me.
No, I can cook with a recipe, but none of it is intuitive.
I can cook. No, I know. It's just my stuff is not attractive. It never looks like the photo.
Oh,
I'm
never.
Sure it doesn't taste right. No, I know.
No, never.
Why do they include photos? They just make you feel bad. Anyway, so there was quite, and then there's the research into that era. So that was really a lot, but it was all really fascinating work.
Yeah, for sure. I bet. And it's so interesting because I feel like so often people, when you're thinking about science and some sort of like cooking thing, usually people say baking, like baking is a science because you have to get everything exactly right. Whereas cooking is like more, you know, free form. And so I loved that it was cooking and that she was like making dinner. And but I loved the progression of her audience like learning chemistry and also learning how to like flip the status quo. And like, I was like, I want that show. Like I want her cooking show because like I want to learn chemistry and cooking at the same time and also like how to flip the status quo. Like, let's go, girl.
I know. Why not combine all three things?
Let's
do
it.
It was fun. It was It was fun. It was fun to write that show. I didn't watch any cooking shows, A, because I just don't, and B, because I wanted to make sure I was creating something out of my head, out of my imagination. So that's how Separate Six came about. But it was fun to write the show, for sure.
I just love that, like, she's got this producer who's like, all right, we're going to do it this way. You've got your cue cards, whatever. She's like, no. And also my dog is here. No. Like, go away. And now, did I read it's being adapted, right? This is being adapted by Apple.
So cool. It's being adapted. It'll be out this year in the fall, I think October. And and it stars Brie Larson, who I have to say, you know, she makes a incredible and formidable Elizabeth Zott. I was really happy with that choice. She is really remarkable.
I love her so much. I'm very excited.
I really love her now.
I love her now. Is that so weird to, like, see something you created suddenly have, like, a different form in front of you? Like, I wrote that character and there she is. Like,
I know. No, that part is really odd, you know, to watch it back and go, oh my God, there she is. But, you know, it's really, luckily, because it is an adaptation, it's different from the book. So you can view it almost as, you know, almost as if you don't know these people. Mm-hmm. And then you can enjoy it in a completely different way, because adaptations can't follow the book. They don't. Adaptations, you know, they have to be by the book every, you know, every 50 minutes they have to end. And so they're on a much stricter schedule than writing a novel. So they do change things. But I think, you know, I think Brie Larson hit it out of the park. I really do.
Oh, I'm so excited. That's amazing. What are... If there was, like, one thing that you hope that readers take away from this book, what would that one thing be?
I think the one thing really is that we live in difficult times. I don't think that's rare. It seems like every generation does. But I think this generation seems especially afraid of change. Mm-hmm. And change is something that we are actually designed to do. We're quite good at change, but we're held back by societal myths and stories that have no basis at all in reality. They certainly aren't scientific at all. And so I think that I hope that people will question more what they hear, what they read, what they see, and think about what's more sensible, what might be the logic behind something, and then prepare to make a change. And the hardest change is always in yourself. So that's what I hope people will understand, is that you can make a change in yourself, and thereby you can make a change in the world.
I love that. Yeah. I hope this book sparks a revolution. Like, let's go.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm so ready. And then I always like to ask before I wrap up, is there anything that you are reading right now or have read recently that you would like to shout out?
Yes, I am reading a book called In Memoriam by Alice Wynne. Yes, Alice Wynne, W-I-N-N. I really like it. She writes beautifully. I think she's based in Brooklyn. And it's a World War II story about two young men in love. And she writes really well. It's a very tragic and sad story, but it also has this humor in it that I think, you know, really elevates it. It's quite well done.
Oh, wonderful. I'll have to add that to my list.
Do that.
Amazing. Well, Bonnie, I know you've got a big day of press ahead of you, so I won't keep you, but I just want to say thank you so much. I loved this book, and my coworkers and I have been just chucking it at everyone who comes in the
door. Good. That's what I like to hear.
It's a good book. You need this.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for chatting with me.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me. It's my pleasure. Honestly, I really appreciate it.
Awesome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Huge thanks again to Bonnie Garmus for joining me on the podcast. Lessons in Chemistry is available now from Gibson's Bookstore. You can email us about the podcast at thelaydownpodcast@gmail.com. For a shoppable list of the books we discussed in this episode, you can click the link in our show notes or go to gibsonsbookstore.com/laydown-books. Make sure you're following us on your favorite social media platforms. We're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, and all of those links will be in the show notes. Thank you all so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe so you'll know when we upload our next episode, and consider leaving us a nice review. Until next time, we'll see you in the bookstore. Bye.